Mishnah says that cloud kol she'ikar mi tefila, bracha le'ikar pers this at the tefila. You have ikar and the tefila, you make a bracha le'ikar and you make a bracha on the tefila. So, according to Shaila, but first, arguments before kapi bracha v'shoina take a part of the tefila. What's mean bracha kaina? It's also by bracha kaina and that. So the beisayif claims the Shaila and brings up the kolbei k'midamani that gam also by applies not only bracha v'shoina also applies to bracha kaina. And we say Pata's on the Iker Pata's on the Iker Pata's. Now, Yesh Yet Lachker, what's the Gedev Iker Pata's in the Tafel? Is the Gedev Iker Pata's in the Tafel? The Sedev of it is that the is the Brach on the Iker Pata's the Tafel? Or is the Sedev of it is that a Brach on the Ik, when you have Iker on the Tafel, the Iker is still overwhelming, the Tafel is not Mechaev or Brach on the Chalal. What's Nafkamina is? Nafkamina is if for some reason you wouldn't be making Brach on the Iker. If the Sedev of it is that the Tafel is not Mechaev or Brach, so then even like a bracha iker for whatever reason, who cares? It's pater. If the said of it is that the tafel is yes mechayev a bracha, just bracha iker pater is a tafel. So then, if I'm not making bracha iker, then nechanami have to make bracha on the tafel. So the avdi nezer and lamech eskimul ramoish and shuvaso, dalim and gimbal, they want to make it right like this. We said the iker tafel works bein for bracha, we shouldn't be bracha bracha right now. So in the case of the gemara over here, yadam liach tchila opas imoy. You make a bracha on mliach and patras a pas. When it comes to brachas on mazon, what are you going to do? Bracha kohen, what are you going to do? You make a bracha on the mliach and you patras a pas. Now, how is that going to work? If you pass this chayim because mazon medayisa, and all brachas are just a rabbanon. So, how's the bracha achreina going to work? How's the bracha kohen going to work? This is chivak's maxim. What happened to it? Halamai, you said the davis. That is the sandwich of tafel is not mechayev bracha. There's no chashivas to it. It's not mechayev bracha. Promotion should want to say if somebody has a half a gzayis of ikker and a gzayis of passive tafel. So Moshe wants to say that, you know, we see that when you have ignorant tafel, there's no chashivas to the tafel. You know, there's varaya in a situation where if you have a shir, you wouldn't have to make brachas on mazon. Elamai pshat is it loses the chashivas. And if he wants to say it gets knocked down to burn a fashas in that case, it loses the chashivas, I guess, you know, you have to make some bracha, you could have a shir, and maybe be a burn a fashas. Fine. Now, what's more mukubal is that he said it. A gzayis of pasa tafel, and you have a half a gzayis of ikar. So what are you doing with kavay bracha achreina? So Moshe is noited to say we can burn a fashas, because you do have, you can start half a gzayis of pas to the half a gzayis. Just if you have two things, you can start them to make one fashas, right? So you're also the gzayis tafel, you start to the gzayis, half a gzayis ikar, and now you have a share. That's what everyone's saying, kishuz elam pas. And the lot is that there's no birkas amazah, and so Elamai we say pshat is that there's no mechayiv on the tafel in terms of a bracha. Now, what's mumbu kubal is not like that. Someone who died at the lashon of the gemara is kol shu iker imay tefela iker poiter as a tefela poiter. The lashon poiter sounds like mashmoy says epatris is not the pshat. There's no mechayiv on tefela. It's like a poiter. Poiter sounds like that's right number one. Right number two is from Truman Sadeshin, or actually Chazish means right from Toisus. Toisus is a kasha that if the Paris of the Ikum Lich is Tafel, so why not just make a bracha on the Paris about everything? So Tezi says, it's talking about there wasn't Paris by Isay Maimed. He didn't have Paris during that Maimed. That's the reason why you make a bracha on. That's the reason why you have to make a bracha. In fact, the Chazanish, Lamaisa, you're still eating it as a Tafel to the Paris. Or Tezi Mechadish does that if you're not having the Paris in the same Maimed, the Tafel is not in the same Maimed as the Ikur, so you have to make a bracha. So the ma'aseh chazan is chavzayin tes. So the ma'aseh, you're still eating it as a tafel. So the pshat is the tafel is not mechayev a bracha. So pshat is, who cares? The ma'aseh, I'm still eating b'tor tefela. What do I have to be? What do I have to care? There's no das. It wasn't obviously minded. If the yisrael tafel is the bracha, the ikar pata is the tafel. So we can say yisrael off. Shini mokim, it doesn't pater. If it wasn't das, it wasn't pater. But if the pshat is there's no mechayev, then tes would be shvash. So tes is right. The ikar pata is the tafel. The pshat is the bracha. The ikar pata is the tafel. Another right from the Deshin, Simulam and Aleph. If you have the tafel before the Iker, what do you do? So like the Deshin, you make a shakal. So I believe another say that, what do you mean? The Mitzvah, it is the tafel, because I had it first. And if it is a tafana, and if it is a tafana, why is it going to make a bracha first? I mean, so the tafana is one where the bracha and ikr pass the tafel. If we went on tafel first, the bracha and ikr can't pass the tafel because they make bracha and ikr. Therefore, the tafel is mechayev a bracha. So it gives you three rayas. Right number one is the lashon in the Mishnah. Right number two is in Tosfos. Shini Malka Medas. Right number three from the Jewish Sedesh, and the tafel goes for the ikr. That you make a bracha. Elamai the child's bracha and ikr passes the tafel. What's nafkin al chamaisa? Nafkamina number one is if I nafkamina number one would be the case maybe with the shartzian, which maybe you should go right the other way. If somebody has a half a gezayis of ikr and a shir shalim of tafel, do you make a bracha achrein or not?
Not even half a
shir? What do you say?
Half a share of each one?
What's that? Half a share of ikr and a full share of the tafel. So do you make a bracha achrein or not? So the shartz is a little bit of a shartz in a reisha. Ches of katan ayin, which has sindur mashmoyis, that you wouldn't. But it seems more that skam as a pleiskim is that the pshat is bracha ikar path is the tafel. In as much as I'm not making bracha on the ikar, then it would be chayiv of the tafel. Another nafkamina would be by medications. That if somebody has it's a case, if you have a drink. If you're just taking something to swallow something, in other words, you have ikar, you're taking medication, you're just taking something to swallow. So the pshat is the bracha and the ikar patters the top off. You're not making bracha on the medication, you're just taking a drink to help you swallow the medication. So in that situation, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But if you said the dove is the bracha and the ikar patters the top off, in as much as I did not make a bracha on the medication, I would have to go make a bracha on the drink, the pill, in order to help me swallow the drink. Now, we had some zaman, if you remember, at the beginning of the beginning of the man, way back then, the Shemzaman spoke about that a medication which doesn't have a taste, but the sugar on top of it. Do you make a bracha or not? What's the Sedeshah? The medication itself is not mechayev a bracha. Now you have the sugar on top of it, you should go ahead and make a bracha. So Shemzaman wants to say that you would not make a bracha on the medication because it's tafel to the sugar is tafel to the medication. The chur you could hear that maybe it's totally in this chakira over here. If the pshat ikar path is a tafel, so maybe over here, you know, you can bracha on the medication. You have to make a bracha on the candy part of it. If the pshat is the tafel is not mechayiv in a bracha, so then maybe so the tafel should be that over here it's not going to be mechayiv in a bracha. And therefore, there's some chalak on Shemazama, and they say, pshat is no. If there is sugar on top of the medicine, the mice, you'd have to make a bracha on the sugar part of it, because ikar pata and tafel is an ikar pata is a tafel, not that there's no mechayiv in the tafel. We said b'shait the yesh l'chalik between these cases and the case of the medicine. The case of the medicine, b'shait is it's one meichel, and the ikar is the medicine. There's a little sugar on the medicine. The b'shait is the sugar should be tafel in the chefza of what it is to the medication. And therefore, inasmuch as the medication is not mechayiv a bracha, and this is a chilik of that, therefore, it's not a dapper, which is a meichel, which is going to be chayiv a bracha. Mashenke, when you're dealing with something which that's some would be mechayev bracha, it's an independent thing, and the bracha and the ikar, whether you don't make a bracha and ikar, about that one would make a bracha on the tafel. So that's the first insight. The first insight is that kibshuta bracha and ikar patas the tafel, and if you're not making bracha and ikar, it's not going to patas the tafel. Now the lashon, one second, the lashon of the Mishnah, avila from the milich chilo, passing in my bracha milich, a poter is a pass. So the certain shtuggle mashmois over here says you made a bracha, you did a milich first. You go on the Mliach and you part to the pass. So to send this Medaik, why is it Mliach Tchilo? Why is that important? Why can you bring the same Tefs Zontif? Why does it have to be that you made the Bracha and the Mliach Tchilo? Why does it say you brought the Mliach Tchilo? Even if you brought the Mliach afterwards, this should be the same Halacha. We're at the same time. You know, what's the Pshat, the Lashon of the Mliach Tchilo? So the Tefs Zontif says, it's like the Shtukal like the Chumis Hadeshen. Chumis Hadeshen says that let's say you bring the Tafel first, it's like the Chumis Hadeshen that you'd make a bracha on the tafel. So dafka, where you brought the maliach tchila, or pas imay, the maliach is first, then patas it. But if you wouldn't make a bracha on the tafel, you wouldn't be making a bracha on the ikar first, and the chnami would not go ahead and patter the, and the chnami not go about the tafel, and you have to make a bracha. So Yisrael then says it's not a raya, because there's a big chiddush in the Mishnah, which is not different than any other ikar tafels, that even if you do one before the other one, so there's a lot of different ikar and tafel. So ikar and tafel are ate together. There's a over here. There's a chiddush. Even I'm eating it, drinking it, eating it zahazah. It's not together. I had them leach, and afterwards I eat the pas. It's two separate achilas, but in the ma'is achila, being the whole chefs of the ma'is achila is as tafel to that achila. That's going to be pater. Therefore, the Mishnah is trying to be magdis the chiddush. So first I had them leach, then I had a pas. Two separate ma'is achila is still such a concept ikar tafel, even when his mom is two separate things, and that's the tesis yontem. Yeah. And therefore, he says the mice will not be right. So I'm going to get at some nidin of the Chumash Hadashin. Hadashin says this is soid. If I have a tafel and an ikker, I need the tafel first, which this can be a lachal mice. Let's say Avisham could go with a pickle. So just like pop a little pickle before, or the fish with the carrot. You know, like take a little of the carrot beforehand. Do you need a bracha on the tafel when you're eating before the ikker? So Hadashin comes along and says that Lamaisa, you are being that from Elmazah, and but Lamaisa doesn't so much of a chishivas because it's put to a tafel. They have a zakhtim tzedeshen that you make a shahakal on the tafel if you do it before the ikker, and you go ahead and make a shahakal on it. It loses ikker chishivas or bracha because the tafel, but Lamaisa still have to make a bracha if you make a bracha shahakal. In fact, the Beis Yosef that he owes that lechoira that he says, why should I lose his ikker bracha? Says we find that the Rush says that if you have something which is Allah eats and you have less than a share, so should you make a burn of fashas or not? So the Rush springs down, you'll make a burn of fashas. Why? Because if chesaron share, you're not going to lose his, you're not going to change his bracha. It's like the Beis Yosef, so to over here, because it's less chashav, it's going to lose his bracha really. Doesn't understand such a thing, and therefore he says that you should keep his ikar bracha and his chelak on the Chumash Hadashin. The Daki Moshe. He says the raya from the case of being pachas mikshir is not such a good raya. Because the discussion in the Rosh is if I have a ala michya, less than a shir, I have a gzais of it, or I have alaitz, I have a shir, should I make a burn of fashas or not? The shah just is, less than a shir, you lose this chashivas and make a different bracha. So that he says, fine, don't make any bracha. But over here, you have to make a bracha. Also, you know, person not like bracha, and therefore, eating something, you're having an anah, there's no bracha on it, on this, so you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, zakta Daki Moshe, you have to make a bracha. So what bracha you should make? So the ma'isa doesn't so much the chashivas, but the ma'isa is also to mean without a bracha. So we'll just give it a bracha kali, give a shackle. There's lots of chashivas independence because it's talking about something else. Nevas also lanes b'lay bracha. Therefore, you have to go make a bracha. Mashinga chesanashir. You just don't make any bracha. Don't make any bracha. Zakta Lavash. The Levush says that he doesn't understand the Tanya Daki Moshe. What's Daki Moshe saying? There's a chilek between the case of the Rush, we have less than a shear. That the halacha is that you don't make any bracha. To bracha rishena, we have to make a bracha. It's aslanis. It's like the Levush, but bracha chorin also is aslanis. What's nafgamina? Which, if you remember the beginning of Islam, we have machlekes Rajba and Ritva, when the Moshe is aslanis is zablai bracha. Is it going on bracha rishena? Or is it also going on bracha achrina, or going on both? The chayra, you know, zechino l'din in our sugya over here, that seems to be like machlis Daki Moshe and Levush. Daki Moshe says that less than a shear, okay, what are we going to do? I forgot to mention. Less than a shear, what are we going to do? So Daki Moshe says that bracha achrina is also hennis, mentioning bracha achrina is don't make a bracha. And Daki Moshe says that, you know, what's nafgamina? The bein bracha achrina, bein bracha achrina is also hennis, velam ezebulai bracha. Bal kapanim. Back to the discussion. So the Chumash Hadashin says, what do you do? Shakal. The Beis Yosef says? Bracha, really. Why is it bracha? The Magen Avraham is mechalik between a scenario of where the tafel has the same bracha as the ikker. So then he says, if you're having tafel first, just make a bracha on the tafel and that'll pat to the ikker. I'm saying if the tafel does not have the same bracha on the ikker, so then you know, we can't go ahead and be marber brachas over here to make extra brachas. And therefore, you know, he says then when the Tava doesn't have a Mishra and Ikkers, then you know, we have issues. And with Tava, you have a Mishra? Yeah, so therefore, the Mishra is very not happy with doing this. He says, the Mishra have three Shitas. The Shita, the Rama, which says, make a Shako. Shita Bisei says, you don't lose his Bracha. Therefore, it's a chila. I And the Magen Avraham is saying it depending on whether it's the same bracha or different bracha. Same bracha, you depart with the tafel. Different bracha, keeps his bracha. L'chila toiv l'gamri, melecha tafel kam l'ekar. So l'chila, you should not do such a thing, because you're getting so involved in tremendous machlokes. Therefore, l'chila, one should not eat the tafel before the ekar. Like we mentioned before, the carrot on the fish, shami kogel, popping the pickle, or any time you have a cherry on top of the, cherry on top of the cake. All those cases, whipped cream on top of some type of ice cream, same bracha. Whipped cream on top of some type of cake. All those things, don't eat it beforehand because you're getting yourself involved in the three-way machlokes. The one exception he says you do it is if a tafel is chavel of, then if the tafel is chavel of, then you make a bracha realai. If the tafel is chavel of, then you make bracha realai. Why do you make bracha realai? Because that is also a nidin the Ramah brings down. From the Agur, Yesh Emrim, that which is the Iker Pats of Tafel, if the Tafel is Chavah Olav, you make a bracha on the Tafel, and then you make a bracha on the Iker. That's Friday night. Hold on a second. Yesh Emrim, if the Tafel is Chavah Olav, Mivracha Olav, Akach, Mivracha Olav, Iker. It's like the Ramah. If the Tafel is more Chavah, you make a bracha on the Tafel, and then the Chavah. And as Bidak always says, it's a Kedim and Brachas. One of the matters of Kedim and Brachas is Chavah. So let's say the Tafel is more Chavah. Do you make a bracha? Does the Tafel go first? Or does Iker go first? So the Agur brings down the Tafel Chavav, make a bracha on it, and then you make a bracha on the Iker. The Magen Avraham going to Chilik, they say no. The only Maila Chavav is when it's a Meichel. If too much is equal, so that's going to be Machria in terms of the Maila Sachashivas. Mashenkein over here, where the Tafel is Tafel to the Iker, so Avadi says that, and he says that Avadi, in that case, you make a bracha on the Iker and part of the Tafel. Tam, after the tafel chavav, that's the meisim. Now you're eating b'shal ikar. Yeah. So when the shabir is doing it, we have machlekes Ramah versus going to Magen Avraham. So he's being mitzdarefit in this case when the tafel is more chashiv and eating it first. So then, if tafel is more chashiv, so then he's being mitzdarefit that and he's saying if it's more chashiv and eating it first, so then you make the bracha realai. And in that situation, you start two things to do that. I forgot to mention one thing before that when he gave the shadow of the Iker Pati and the Tafel, mentioned in the Raya of the Tzlach. The Tzlach says that we have a Raya from the fact that Birkas HaMazon, that the fact that there is no Birkas HaMazon, Elamai Pshad is that the Tafel is not a Chayav Bracha. The Chayav is a Veshtaka Raya. How do you answer the Raya? As we're saying, the Pashi said that the Iker Pati is the Tafel. So, how do you answer the Raya of the Tzlach that the Tafel is, how do you answer the Tain of the Tzlach? How do you answer the time of the Tzlach that the Tafel is not, that it sounds like the Tafel is not Mechayev Bracha B'chalal. The answer is that it's Birkas HaMazon take apart, that the Birkas HaMazon is Soid, that a Shur Sviya is Chayim Birkas HaMazon, the Mechayev Birkas HaMazon only when you're eating it Betor Sviya. If not eating Betor Sviya, if you're eating the Pas Betor Tafel to the Meliach, so that's not Mechayev Birkas HaMazon. What's the Kash? Birkas HaMazon, right? So therefore, if the Tafel, Shad is that has a chiyah bracha, so how does the kapat the tafel over here? How's your brain of fashas pater the because of Muslim? The answer to that is because because Muslim is the right, so we do b'tor tzviya. If it's not b'tor tzviya, then it's not going to be mechuyev. Fine. Akapanim. Mishnah brings down if you have meliach chila or pas imai in bracha meliach and pater as a pas. So Tosfos discusses, what's the case over here? What are we talking about over here? It's like Tosfos. The Paris of the Iker and Meliach HaTafel. So Tosfos is in it three things. It's Paris, Meliach, and Pas. Paris of the Iker, you need Meliach because of the Paris, and the Pas because of Meliach. We have like a whole domino effect over here. So for Tosfos, so why don't we just make a bracha on the Paris? Now for Tosfos Kasha, my grandma says, we see a side. If you have something which is a Tafel to a Tafel, it's two Shlavim, right? I ate one thing because I ate another thing because I ate another thing. Does the bracha on the first thing part to the third thing? Because the third thing is not eating because of the first thing. Third is eating because of the second. And second is eating because of the first. So for Tosfos Kasha, he says, why don't you make a bracha on the Paris? And that's about everything. Why is it about everything? You're having Paris because that ate Meliach. Because of the Meliach ate the pass. So from the Magen Avraham, it says, you see a Seid, that a Tafel to a Tafel, the Ma'aseh said, would yes, Pater. That being that you make a bracha on the Paris, which is patterning the Meliach, which patterns the Pas, then the Maisa Tafel Tushlavim, that the Maisa would patter. Mishra brings down, so he's got the Dalad, Lamaisa tafel to tafel lamaisa would yes pater. So what is Tosis' answer? That the parents weren't by Isay Maimed. Or he says he didn't have das or wasn't there. So this is the Tosis who pointed out that the Gedei Iker tafel is that the Chazanish points out that lamaisa is still tafel in the achila. Lamaisa like the Chazanish, you see a side that the Iker pater is a tafel. The side is that it paters it. When Shenke wasn't around, then lamaisa would not go ahead and pater. So Tosis learns the cases that there are three cases over here going on over here. There are three things. It's Paris, Maliach, and Tafel. Rabbi Yoni learns all one thing. That the Paris and Maliach eat it together. While Maliach is very bitter, the Paris are sweet, and you're eating it together, then you don't have this little kasha Tosis, like make a brook on the Paris. You know, it's very schwer Okimta Tosis, like in the whole sugya. It wasn't around, it wasn't there, it's like just a little bit strange. Rabbi Yoni has the Maila that just eating it all together, the Paris, Maliach, and Paris, and those two things go together. Second. Yeah. So for Tosis we see a soy in the Zawi Paskin. Right. We started back over a chiddush, that there's a big chiddush in our sugya, that Iker and Tafel is even they're eating Zachazah, they pat each other. Even though it's not one time, you know, they're going to pat to each other. So Tosis points out, and so we pass him, the only time it works in Zarech HaZeh is number one, it has to be you're eating in the same place, there's no Shani Makam, that's number one, otherwise they can't go out and patter it. Tanya number two is, it has to be that either it was in front of you, Das, or Darka. It has to be Darka. Darka also applies that the das has to be either darkoi or rogel. Otherwise, it's not going. It's not going to pater. Okay. So now in the etzem surah advarim in terms of ikar tafel, there are a lot of different types of ikar tafel, and a lot of different scenarios of it, and different cases of it. There's one type of ikar tafel like the case we have here in the Gemara that the whole achila is because of the tafel. I'm just like a case would be maybe let's say medication. I'm just taking medication. I need something to help me swallow it. So the whole achila is because of the other thing. So even if I'm, so that's one type of tafel. I'm not eating b'tor atzmoi, I'm eating b'tor something else. That's one type of ikar is pasta tafel. And right, if you made a bracha on the ikar, pasta the tafel. If you would not make a bracha on the ikar, we're not pasta the tafel. That's by medications. If I'm making a bracha on the medicine, then I have to make a bracha on the drink which I swallowed. If I make a bracha on medication, and if I made a shakra on medication, so being the whole drink is to help me swallow the medicine. So a lot of that's one type of case of ikar tafel. There's another type of ikar tafel which I'm eating it with bas achas, but weiter. I don't really want it. It's just there for other purposes, like we said before. You have the carrot on top of the fish. Why is the carrot there? Not because it's delicious, right? Not because you want to eat a carrot. The carrot is just quickly there because
looks good.
So I'm just eating it because it's there and it looks good. The pickle on top of the yashami koko, what's that for? Yeah? Okay, maybe it's for the taste. Okay, you have to do it. Fine. Okay, fine. You have to know. Okay, but there's a concept. You know, in each case, maybe it's different, that the whole tachlis of the Michael is just there, not for achila. It's just there for to make it look nice, and you don't really care so much to eat it, and it just happens to be there. That's also one type of trela. There's ikar and tefel in ingredients, that in every Michael, there's a lot of different ingredients made up in it. That's what I said before. There are 16 different ingredients, so that's one type of ikar tefel. That's ikar tefel, and that's some shame Michael Shabbat. What's this Michael? Like what it is, like the ingredients. So that called the call of the Igo Basarayv. If it's Igo Basarayv, how do you figure out Rayv? That called the first ingredient is going to be Rayv. If you have a Zainus, sometimes Zainus could be considered Chashif. There's another type of Iker and Tafel that you just have something which is there in the Etzem Maisachila to be Mashamashit, maybe to give it a little more of a taste, to make it a little bit better, to give it a little more of a Chashivas to it, a little more, let's see, a little fruit in the yogurt, a little whipped cream in the yogurt, or some whipped cream on type of some nuts on your ice cream, or some toppings, or all those things, they're enhancers to the Etzem Michael. Therefore, it's tafel to the Etzem Shem Michael Shabbai, and therefore, you would not make a bracha on granola, things like that.
So
there's another type of Ikar Tafel. There's these different types of cases of Ikar Tafel, all more or less one on similar banners. Is Siv Beis, Mechaber brings down Mekachas, which you have Rekik and Dakim. The Tafel Mekachas, because you don't want to eat it at all. What's it for? It's just there as a holder, they shouldn't case of dirty, and just Echitim said eat it, and Bechala wasn't any Kavanah Sachila. So that's also, the whole Tachas of the thing is just not for eating so much purposes, it's just there. Hadavya do it, it's kind of a chila. It's just there to help you hold it, and therefore you would not make a bracha. That's also a type of tefillas to it. Because that type of tefillas, granted, is not so shkirch by us, but that's how we things are. Maybe you can say ice cream corn without taste. Maybe you can say that. Maybe.
Why does it just take the cup? Then they always offer. Why don't you
take? Okay, maybe. It's not like you want to feel like a kid, no? No, that's what you get, no? If adults do it, they don't want to feel like a kid, and the kids do it. Yeah, no problem. But not come on. So these type of. Now, I think the biggest chiddush in Ikar Tafel is two machalim mixed in together. You have two machalim mixed in together. You have a chicken salad. We have two machalim, two very nice machalim, the good, you know, they're both, you want both of them, you're eating both of them. Or fruit salad, you have different types of eitz, adama, and different things. This probably is the biggest chiddush in Ikar Tafel. And there's all the, turn out like a lot of chiddush we saw were like, okay, I have the wine, the pas maliach, and the pas and the maliach, so I'm just eating one because the other one. So that was a chiddush as zar chazeh, but the whole chiddush is because of that. We have things which are enhancers. We have things which are just a kishur. We have things there just because I shouldn't get dirty. I don't really care about eating it. Here is a whole new world of Ikar Tafel, which is that they're both good. They're both kishmak, nervous. Since they're mixed together, they happen to be, you know, made a shidduch between the salad and the chicken. It's a chicken salad, they can make one bracha. And the best thing you can hear, like, make this, make bracha on chicken, make bracha on the salad. Two things together. You have rice and meat. And spaghetti and meatballs. Like, just give me a shidduch with them. Why should my bracha? But here we see a side that if it's mixed in, Chazal said no. And brachas nenazim, we have one bracha. And we have to touch up what the Ikar Shem HaMeichel is. How do you touch up the Ikar Shem HaMeichel? No, first it's done. How do you touch up the Ikar Shem HaMeichel? So, the way you touch up the Ikar Shem HaMeichel is, whatever is considered that call is Rav. Rav is going to be the Ikar focus. And whatever is roiv of the thing, then that's going to be kaveya the bracha. If you have mezainis, like we spoke about by Rechaz before, then the rules go out in terms of roiv. Then mezainis, if it's there for tam, and there's some chashivas to it, you make a bracha. Mashenkin, if there's no chashivas to it, just like a coding, a schnitzel, we said something like that. And a chanami wouldn't say kol sheish in that case, but if there is a chashivas to it, and it's still a tam, and a chanami mezainis would be considered the ikar. Therefore, if you have a chicken salad, or steak salad, right? You go with steak salad, right? So even though maybe you're paying 180 shekel, whatever, 70 shekel, 80 shekel, whatever, 180 shekel, depending where you are, for your steak salad, the big thing you want is a steak, right, the salad. But you also want the salad. If the salad is the roiv, avadi can make a bracha on the roiv. The roiv is the ikar shem meichel shabai, even though it's more chashiv, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Even if they both have a chashivas to them, they both have a chavivas to them, then avadi, you go basar, the roiv shabai, and you make a bracha on you make a bracha on the roif. I mean, the same davar chashiv. If one's not davar chashiv, means the other one's mamish tafel to it. But they both have a chashivas to it. It's a salad with chicken. They both have chashivas to it. Avada, in that case, you would go ahead and do it. Now, how do you make the roif? The roif is 51%. Well, as long as it's rave, then it's going to be okay. Now, when you're downing rave, the question is, do you down rave bracha or rave min? You have 40% of, let's say, banana, 30% apples, and 30% oranges in a fruit cup. So you have 60% what? Hayetz, 40% adama. But banana is the biggest of the three factors. So shah, do you down rave bracha or do you down rave min? So the mice of the place can say that you go rave bracha. You go rave bracha, which is rave bracha, that's the one in which you make a bracha, which has some is mistaver, like we said before. That's two separate things. How am I the shidduch together? So we're saying, okay, because I'll say make one bracha. So which bracha are we going to make? The bracha and the thing which is rave of the Michael, rave of the bracha. That's the thing which you're going to make a bracha. Now, what do you do on something like sushi, which has, remind me again, there's rice, fish, and what's the third thing? Seaweed. Okay, three things over there. So, the question is, over there we have no reiv over there a lot of times. If you have a reiv, is mainly what will be the reiv over there? Probably, I guess, rice, right? Rice. Trying to see, okay, if you have a reiv, rice. One second, if you have a reiv, rice, so then, and akhlami, make a bracha on the rice, and now a pot to other things. But in case you do not have a reiv of anything, there's like 40, 20, 30, or whatever it is, and that is a little bit off. But if you have, if you don't get a reiv of any of them, so then if there is no reiv, then three separate brachas. It is nothing is tough with the other one, and therefore each one alone would be mechayev a bracha, and then further be three separate brachas. Now I forgot to mention what makes it a taruvas. Like we said before, there's a very big kiddush in this whole sugya that we say that you're making a shidduch two things together. They're both chashav, also you make one bracha. You know, that's a kiddush. How mixed up do they have to be? So the bracha brings down that I mean, the chayodim, they have minker muvdal komim b'fnei atzmi, bracha komim b'vin. It's minker muvdal, they make a bracha komim b'vin. V'lozina b'asru, v'loy b'asay mini dagan. You don't go b'asru, you don't go b'asay mini dagan. If it's minker, it's minker, you don't go b'asru, b'asay mini dagan. Ma'is ner safar bracha zhakal. Leiv racha la kibir kazaroy, v'chein tashmu b'asay mini dagan. Rakh min mizaynas, v'chein ma'asher p'yum agadim. Yeah, so he says like this. The chayodim says minker muvdal. This is one of the most important the nidayim halacha lemaisa in this sugya. The Chacham says if it's nikar umavdol, the halacha is that they're separate and then you know they're separate and nikar umavdol. The halacha is that they would not be considered tuvis and you have to make two separate brachas. Shmuel brings down kamachar and machelak. Again, if it's a separate brachas, lakal, you don't have to do it. He says the one who chayshes chayadam, smash the priadam and make it small. And therefore, you can make it all into one teruvah. So, the first nini is going to be is so. Chacham says, whenever it's nicker, you make two separate brachas, which therefore chalant. You can make a bracha of potatoes and nicker, no? You have maybe, yeah, maybe not.
Even when you mash it, you're not going to mash it out of the bracha. It's not nicker that it's two separate things. Yeah, and there's that there's like a salad versus maybe a chalant versus a chayim.
A big, then a big piece is a nicker muvdal. Then and you see it independently. Then the chayadim is going to say that and it's going to out. Now, the Shmuel says, Sabah brach zalk, because they want to be chayish chayadim, fine. So, you know, go ahead and smash it. Definitely there are those who are chayish for the chayadim. Yeah. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah's world, which says that you make one bracha, so the question is, what's called teruvis? How often does it have to be there? Yeah, let's say you have a very little barley in your chalant. So every four spoonfuls is some barley on it, or kishka, right? This kishka, they go cheap on the kishka, right? So there's a... you know, there's very little in there. How much is the taruvah? So the chashuvah's lashon is in Reish Yud Beis Aleph. If kamat kol, every time you take a spoon that is on there, the mezainis, he says kamat, you know, it doesn't mean every single time. If it's kamat every single time, then the lach is, then it's going to be considered mezainis, then it's considered taruvah. So if it's not like that, then a chanami will be considered separate brachas, and it will not be considered a taruvah. Now, the last scenario we have to discuss in terms of what's considered a taruvis, and this has a lot of nafkamina, is the case of Rikikin. The case of Rikikin were be'atzem, were, we said now a case of a taruvis, like a chicken salad or a chalant. Chalant, right? We're going to make a chalant, lemaisa. So if it is the decent amount of barley, you have every single spoon, you make a mezainis. Is a chiddish, a chilik of that choinim, which they want to say that Iker and Tafel is only when there's an ear of taimim, when the taimim affect each other. That you know, it's like they gets all cooked together and gets mixed in, and they affect each other. The fact they have to be, you know, is when you take a when you have a chicken salad, so they're affecting each other. Salad and chicken affecting each other. When you have a we eat it together, no? The chilebiyaka doesn't affect it.
No, because
they get
cooked together.
Well,
they get cooked together and then you eat together. Everything is
right. But sometimes if you have potato on the chalent, right? So now let's eat the potato shabbat. We're having a little bit of barley. I don't know.
You got taste. You got cooked from the barley.
What?
You got cooked from the barley, of course. You got influenced by the barley and the meat.
Okay. And there's some dust that I'm not sure who it's from. They asked us in a you know, big place like this, and you know, what's your challenge? He said, Thursday night, separate brachas. Friday night, late day. Shabbos day already, it's all mixed in, so then someone's doing this. But I like it. Okay, Chesis. The Pasha Dove definitely is not like that. The Pasha Dove is that, you know, if there is a decent amount, it come out every single spoon, it'll be, you know, it'll definitely be considered mezainis. Now, there's another shlav in Iker v'Tafel, is about a case of Rikikin Dakin. Rikikin Dakin are layered. It's not like a chicken salad all mixed in together. It's layered, two things on top of each other. So over there, the Siv Beis, and also Mishavur Kusamachet says, it depends like this. If you have, let's say your crackers and herring, right? That'll be the classic example. Your crackers and herring. Just remember this. You have crackers and herring, right? So in that case, we have a person who has crackers and herring. So it's best if it's two things just laid on top of each other. It's not like mixed in. It's two things. So Mishavur says like this, that if you have an ikker, one's the ikker, so make a bracha on the ikker. If the ikker's herring, make a bracha on the herring. And if the cracker's just there, not to, it's too, whatever it is, so you make a bracha on the herring. If you want the cracker, and you just want a little taste on the cracker, you put a little, like, peanut butter on your cracker, or the herring is just to help you eat the cracker by making a mazinus. Question is, let's say you want both of them. So the Mishavur says, if you have two ikrim, and that's them, they're not really mixed in together, just happen to be put on top of each other. Nothing really made them together. So there, if you want both ikrim, there you make two brachas. Now, that was just said before, maybe by salad comes on bracha, says you mix them all together, it's one thing. Here, they're just layered, two things on top of each other, independent, seem independent. Over there, what makes them one? Therefore, if I want both of them, over there and ikrim, I would have to make two brachas. So if I bake it together, they made a one. That's one meichel, even if it's layered. If I didn't bake it together, just put it together, over there, that batsam would be two separate machalim, and therefore you make anything layered, which is not baked together.
Cream cheese, all these things.
Right, cream cheese, but I have one acre. That's the left end, it's the top of it, right there. If it depends. If I have two ikrim, two brachas. If I have one acre, one bracha. If it's big, there's nothing making it one. Just the fact that you threw on top of each other, and then there's dip. What?
Make
a mazainis
first
on a cracker. Make a mazainis first on a cracker because it's sitting. You make a mazainis cooker, and then you have to make a shackle on the whatever, on the herring. You shoot it separately. Make first bracha mazainis, and then afterwards make a bracha on the herring. So it's totally so ice cream sandwich for a bracha. Make an ice cream sandwich. So it depends. If you have two ikrim, which you might, make two brachas. Yes, it's telling each person. If it's one ikr, you just want the ice cream. You just want the maybe just you having. If you didn't bake it together, you just put it on top of each other. Just layer. Yeah, so that's gonna be. It's not considered one food, and therefore you maybe one bread. It would be two brachas. If you want both, it's two brachas. If I'm just having the cracker, just having the mazainis, I actually can't get my hands dirty. And the we want bracha, ice cream cones. So they say, if it's classical, they say, if it's sugary, it's two brachas, because I want it. If it's just tasteless, it's just there to help me eat it, it's an echnami. Then an echnami, a big siddered, one bracha. Cereal and milk, what do you do?
And then a bracha, so, the
right. Cereal and milk, what do you want cereal and milk? So if the whole reason why you're having the milk is just going to enhance the cereal, about that case would be you now make a bracha on the milk. And Moshe says if you want to have like sweet milk and you want to drink the milk, that's an interesting situation. I think anyone does like that, right? You want to chalk out the end, he's saying. Okay, fine. If you want to chalk the milk at the end, you want to chalk out the end. Oh, yeah, okay, and yeah. Then you make and you take extra milk and the then that's the case. Then in that case would be considered a shackle. Something like a crumbles. What bracha make on those? So everyone said, you know, the answer is, you know, they ask all the government certain things, but like they don't eat crumbles, yeah. Neither do I. So, but the answer really is that it's tali and viter. It's two things which are top of each other. One on top of each other. They happen to be punzim gachad. So it depends what you want. If you just want, what is it on top? It's like
marshmallow
fluff. Like it's like straight sugar, right? Like
a lot of red.
So then it'll be chalk. Oh, there's a little bit of what else is on the bottom?
Like a cracker.
There's a cracker, but just that you shouldn't get.
Cookie, maybe.
If you just help you eat it and you don't really want it, then a chlami. If you do want the cookie also, so then a chlami. Then maybe we said two brachas. I think anyone's eating the cookie with some sugar on top of it, right? I think that for sure. That for sure would not be the that sure should not be the situation. Hold on a second, okay, so let's see if I can.